This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. For more than a week, a grieving orca mother, known as J35, has been carrying her dead calf as she swims through Puget Sound. This heartbreaking vigil has caused some to wonder, half seriously, if the orca is grieving or protesting.
If she was able to hold up a protest sign, I think that she would be saying, "I'm starving. We need more fish. My whole family needs more fish. We can't have our babies born and survive because we're starving."
That's Dr. Deborah Giles, a killer whale biologist at the University of Washington. Some listeners have asked what they can do to help these endangered orcas survive. So I put that question to Dr. Giles, who told me that one concrete first step is to stop eating Chinook salmon.
I do think that it's an effective way to help with orca recovery. I recognize that Chinook salmon are the tastiest and most desirable for humans to eat. The whales feel the same way. The difference is that the southern resident killer whales rely on Chinook salmon for their lives. They're fairly rigid in what they'll eat, and Chinook salmon are what they evolved to eat. And so the fact that there aren't that many fish, not as many fish returning to their natal rivers as there used to be, that's where the problem comes in, is that the whales are competing with humans for the same fish, and there's just not as many of them.
We know pollution is a huge factor that's contributing to the decline in the number of orcas. What can people do to help?
Well, I think on an individual level, it's important to think about everything that we put down our drains. And if we were, as a race, using biodegradable cleaning products and everything else that we put down the toilet, that would be a good first step. Because quite honestly, our systems are not set up to handle the kinds of chemicals that we put down them. We know that because we have things like cocaine showing up in eels and antidepressants showing up in salmon and birth control pills showing up in seafood. This is not a good thing, and the problem is that people are flushing these things. So A, use biodegradable green cleaning products, and then also don't flush things down the toilet that you don't want to have end up in the ocean.
Okay, so limit our intake of Chinook salmon. Keep an eye out on what we're putting down the drains. Is there anything else our listeners can do to help the orca population?
Talk to your politicians. The power of our vote is immense as well. Just like our dollar, how we spend our dollar is really important, and how we utilize our right to vote is very powerful. People's voices do matter, and I do believe our elected officials do care about what we think. And if we're putting people in office that have an environmental agenda, that care about the environment, that recognize that humans are a part of the environment, that's going to be huge.
Giles, it feels like the whole world is watching this story. Do you see a silver lining to all this media coverage?
I think that there is a silver lining in what's happening now. There's a lot of media attention, both because of the governor's task force that was initiated earlier this year and is continuing on right now and will wrap up the first year by November 1st with recommendations to the state of what very specific actions can be taken to recover salmon and recover the whales. So that's one silver lining. And then the other silver lining is that the public in general, because of the massive amount of media attention, the dead calf and then the sick calf have generated within the media, people from all over the world are engaged in the southern resident killer whale plight in a way that they have never been before, at least not in my time studying them. The closest we came was kind of back in the midst of the so-called baby boom era, when 11 calves were born between December of 2014 and January of 2016. Everybody got very excited, and there was quite a bit of media around those births. There was a not-so-silver lining in that we only have half those whales left. But I think the difference now is that people really recognize on a very visceral, guttural level, they recognize and understand the plight of these whales and that something needs to happen right away. And I think that this is unprecedented, and I'm very hopeful that the engaged public, the engaged politicians, and the will to change something very quickly for these animals, that the time is now.
Dr. Deborah Giles is a killer whale biologist with the University of Washington Center for Conservation. Governor Inslee's Orca Recovery Task Force meets on Tuesday. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.